Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome. You are holy. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to honor you. You are King. You deserve all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. And we say thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for your holy power. You are magnificent, Father. We honor your presence today. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, we can thank you a thousand, thousand with a thousand tongues, and that's not enough, oh, God. We can thank you for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24 Mokoshaba hours, 365 days a year, and that's not enough, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you deserve all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Because you are so mighty. You're so holy. You're gracious, oh, God. You are holy, righteous, mighty, faithful. Faithful are you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, you are a faithful friend. Lord, you are not human. You tell the truth all the time. In the name of Jesus, so Father, we honor your presence right now. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. All praises, all glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in us. We thank you that you are Jehovah Elohim, oh God, a powerful, most powerful God. Nobody's more powerful than you, oh God. Nobody's more holy than you, oh God. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Oh, you are Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals us. Yes, Lord God. Oh, yeah, we know the human doctors are limited. They know very little about the human body. You don't even need a machine to see what's going on. You said you made the eye, you see, you made the ears, you hear, you know everything going on with your children. There's nothing secret, nothing hidden from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. What a great Father you are. Oh, yes, Lord, there's nothing that you can't do. You told Moses to say that you are I Am. You are the mighty I Am, the mighty I Am. That means nothing is impossible to you. You can do everything. You are everything that we need. Oh, God, you are everything that we need. Oh, God, you are powerful. You are holy. You are Lord. You are magnificent. You are almighty. Oh, God, there's nothing that you can't do. You are our provider. Oh, Lord, you said when our father and our mother forsake us, you take us up. Oh, you're everything that we need, oh, God. You are our banner, oh, God. You are our sanctifier, Father God. You are our peacemaker. And, Lord, you know it's 2021, and the devil's running rampant throughout the earth. But, Lord, you gave us the power to trample on serpents, scorpions, all the enemy. Nothing by any means will harm us. We thank you, Lord God. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other. And we thank you that you are our rear guard. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God holy like you, Jehovah. You are almighty. We honor, we bow down before you, and we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty Father, the one that blew your breath into us, the one that gave us life, the one that stayed the hand of the enemy, the one that we love with all of our heart, soul, and strength, the one that we, oh God, adore, we admire, the one that we can say, Lord, ain't nobody great like you. We're trusting in you, Lord God. We're trusting in you for our very breath. Lord, many people lost their breath, and they are gone into another realm. But, Lord, we're still here to testify of your goodness, to tell what a great Father you are, to say hallelujah, hallelujah, almighty, hallelujah, all praises to the King of Kings, All praises to our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Even the angels bow down before you. Oh, God, you said, what have you required of us? Oh, God, you require us, oh, God, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before you, our God. What a great Father you are. You have the plan. Hallelujah. The B-I-B-L-E, you gave us the instructions, basic instructions before leaving the earth. You ain't leaving nothing out your plan. Your plan is powerful, awesome, all-inclusive. What a great Father you are. Well, today, I thank God for you all. Good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We are praising our God like never before. We are thanking him. We are giving him glory. He's going to order our steps every day. He said the steps of on you. So we put in our steps to see us.
Praise.
Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Praise God. Just thank God for this day. Thank God for it on the line today. Praise God. We give God all the glory. Praise God. And I'm going to sing He's Sweet, I Know.
Much. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sister Lainey.
I wasn't looking for that. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We're grateful.
Love
the
you
Most
all.
High God, you see us here.
You got the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
So sweet.
Well, guess what? I told you. She was born with those fingers on the piano. She's going to be playing a song of praise now, Holly.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sweet. Thinking of sweet. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the presence of the Lord. I can't see it, but I know there's a sweet expression on each face. And that it's the presence and the spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us. Filling up with your love and cause these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been freed by when we shall leave this place. I love you. Show love you. I love you, Lord, today. All because you care for me in such a special way. And yet I prayed it. I lift you up. I magnify your name. Oh, God, that's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. Sweet spirit is listening. Because you're with us, God. And oh, our hearts are filled. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace today, Lord. Mercy and grace. Multiply because evil. Be so sweet. Our Savior Jesus. So sweet. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Love you so much.
Thank you so much. Amen.
So kind. God supplies abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, he's sweet, I know. And we thank God for his sweet Holy Spirit. Yeah, he's an amazing father, a great friend. We can't compare him to nobody. I know my daddy was a great man. My mother was a great woman. I know many great pastors and leaders in the church, but can't compare him. Can't compare the father to nobody. Well, we're thankful for each one of you. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian, if you're available, if you could pray. Ask God for mercy for all of our families. Pray for families and ask him for mercy and, you know, just however the Lord leads you. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. How are you?
Good afternoon to everyone. God bless you, Sister G, and everyone that's on. Praise God. Father God, we do come before you this afternoon, Lord Jesus, in your name, and no other name but the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, to bring our requests before you again concerning our families, oh, God. Father God, oh, God, we are praying, oh, Father God, this afternoon that this be the day, God, that many of our families, oh, God, come to you, oh, God, that have not turned their lives over to you. We praying, oh, God, for salvation in the hearts of our husband, wives, children, grandparents, whatever they may be, God, grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying this afternoon, oh God, Father God, oh Father God, that they be healed, all those that sick, oh God, have problems in their bodies, oh God, that they be touched by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that you strengthen them in every area of their lives. May they be strengthened, oh God. Oh God, strengthen their feeble knees, oh God. Father God, that they'll be able to stand, God, and proclaim the goodness of Jesus, oh God, in their lives, oh God. Father God, everything that the enemy is trying to do, oh, Father God, it's all null and void. Oh, God, because we are, oh, God, applying the blood wherever they may be, God. Oh, God, whether they're in their home riding, oh, God, protect them. in the name of Jesus, that our angels, oh God, the angels be in camps about them, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives, for the provision, God, because you provide for our every need, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, that our families, oh God, shall want for nothing. We pray for the marriages, oh God, that they are coming in order in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, oh Father God, for those, oh God, Father God, that is lonely, Lord God, you fill the void, oh God. Father God, that the joy of the Lord be their strength, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, every part, every aspect of their lives, oh God. We know, God, that you hold it in the palm of your hands, oh God. So, God, oh, Father God, let them look to the hills from whence cometh their help. All their help cometh from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. We need prayer all the time. You know, continually pray. Well, get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. We're going to be doing some scripture searching today. Get those Bibles ready. We're searching the Word. And, you know, we're going to be giving the scriptures. For those of you who haven't been participating with this part, we are thanking God for you joining us today, but you do need your Bible or your laptop, whatever you want to use. So you need the Word. So I give the scripture, and this is how we do it. I'll read the scripture, and then you find the verse, and you state your name and read it. Make sure you say, this is whatever your name is, and read the scripture. So let me believe. I think I have all lines unmuted. Now, if you got something on, I'm going to ask you again, please, mute your phone until you want to answer. All right? Thank you. First scripture, John 14:23. State your name and read it. Don't use your memory. I know y'all Bible scholars. But don't do it for memory. Take your name and read it. John 14:23. What does it say? John chapter 14, verse 23. First one finds it. Take your name and read it.
Sister Mary Ann.
Go ahead.
Somebody else says something, they can go ahead if they want.
No. Everybody, whoever got it, just read, please. Go ahead, read.
Sister Audrey, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Audrey. I appreciate you. That's what we got to do. I don't care if 10 people read. Take your name, jump right in, and read. Don't hesitate. Next scripture, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. State your name and read. Even if other people are reading, you still read. State your name and read. Go ahead. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Remember, that's one of the books of the law. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That's the last book of the law. Come on, you guys. Deuteronomy.
And
go ahead.
If you shall hear diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day above all nations of the earth. Deuteronomy 28:1.
You missed the verse.
That's okay. You do it.
Okay, Sister Vivian. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, and observe and to do all his commandments, which I have commanded you this day. This is where you missed this part. That the Lord your God will set you up high above all nations of the earth. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank both of you. Okay. Awesome, awesome. Proverbs 6:20. Thank you. That's what we're here to do. We got to help each other. Hold each other arms up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs
Amen.
6:20. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. Come on, you guys. Search the scripture. I'm a scholar. Everyone of you is a scholar. Come on. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. Find it, read it. I don't care if you read 20 times.
Yes, Sister Marion. Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. That was Proverbs 6:20.
Amen.
Sister Marion. Next scripture, James 1:22. I love it. Love it, love it. You guys are doing an awesome job. Thank God for you. James 1:22.
Praise God, Sister Vivian. And it reads as thus, 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Amen. Thank you. All right. You guys are doing a great job. I'm proud of you. Next scripture in this section, Romans 5:19. Romans 5:19. What does it say? Y'all do an awesome job. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
All right.
Sister Marion, Romans 5:19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Amen.
Hey, awesome. You all did a terrific job. Give yourselves a hug. All right. So here we go. Okay, got your text, Sister Mary. No problem. We'll, let's see. How about that right there? You got to let me know these things ahead of time to plan in, Sister Mary. All right, got Mary. I got your text. All right. Okay, we're going to do this part first. Homework. Get your summaries out. Don't want you to read the scripture. Want you to give the summary. We're in Exodus chapter 7. Somebody got to put your phone on mute. The puppies, the dogs, yapping, yapping, yapping. Put the phone on mute. So them dogs saying, yeah, I know they love to hear the words. But we got to get their phones on mute so the dog's not barking.
Two packages.
Homework time.
The North was expecting a package.
Just a good summary.
Yeah. But that too, let's see.
Somebody's talking, but they're not talking to us. Put your phone on mute, please. Hello? All right, homework time. We have Sister Talana.
What?
She has Exodus 7, 1 through 8.
Hi. My summary starts with God telling Moses that he would be a God to Pharaoh, which is considered a powerful person to be listened to. Pharaoh himself was considered a God, so I must suggest that he saw Moses as one of his peers. It goes on to say that God told Moses to speak what he commanded him, and that Aaron would be the voice of the prophet to proclaim and also show the signs to Pharaoh so that Pharaoh would send the people from the land of Egypt. The middle portion shows that he also told Moses that he would harden Pharaoh's heart, that he would harden Pharaoh's heart. And in doing that, that was to so that the Lord's hand could be upon Egypt and he would bring forth the people. Well, he would bring forth his armies, which I'm assuming or thinking was the plagues, because he said he would bring forth his armies, which is the armies. I'm saying it was the plagues. Correct me if I'm wrong. He said so that the children of Israel could come out of Egypt, and this way the children would know that God is Lord. So Moses and Aaron were obedient to the command, and at this time Moses was considered to be 80 years, was only 80 years old, and Aaron was only 83. And my summary ends when the Lord spoke to them concerning the opening of the plagues.
Amen. Thank you. Awesome. Love that summary. All right. Now we have Sister Mary on with us. Sister Mary's going to give her summary. It's Exodus 7, 19 through 17. Go right ahead.
9 through 17. Okay. The first part, God's purpose will be done, God's message will be given, and the fact that Aaron and Moses did exactly what God had told them to do. And in this whole passage from 9 to 17, the whole idea is that God, that they did exactly what God told them to do. This is kind of a funny passage to me. Maybe I'm just weird. But I love the way Moses threw his rod down and it turned into a snake. But the magician of the king, they did exactly the same thing with their rods, creating snakes. But the funny thing is that Moses' rod ate up the other snake. And so it's kind of like people are doing right now. They're doubling down on something that they shouldn't be doubling down on, and it is these things that Moses was guided to do by the Lord was for Moses, and that the magicians were copycats, but it didn't work out well for them. So I love this part. It's fun. That's my summary.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now we have Sister Miriam. Sister Miriam to do her summary. She has Exodus 7, 18 through 25.
Praise the Lord. 18 through 25 picks up where 17 left off, where the Lord had told Moses to smite with the rod if they didn't listen to what he told them to do. And that the fish in the river shall die, and that the river shall smell stink, and the Egyptians shall not be able to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, take the rod and stretch out thine hand over the waters of Egypt, upon the streams, upon the rivers, upon the ponds, upon pools of water. They all may become throughout all the land of Egypt would be blood in the vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded and lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river. And they did it in the sight of Pharaoh and all of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish died and the river smelled stink. And the Egyptians could not drink any of the water from the river that was blood throughout the land, all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt tried to do the same thing. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto what the Lord had told Moses and Aaron to tell him. Pharaoh turned and went in his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. All of the Egyptians, they tried to dig around in the river to see if they could find a spot of water, but all the river of water was turned to blood, and they could not drink any of the water. And 7 days was fulfilled after that. Lord had smitten the river. That was 17:25.
Thank you, sister. All right. We have Sister Vivian. We're starting in chapter 8 of Exodus now. She has 8:1-8 in Exodus.
Praise God. Again, God, because of Pharaoh's heart, he was hardened. God told Moses to go and tell him to let my people go. Still Pharaoh's. He's hard-hearted, like some of us is. When God tells us to go do something, we don't do it. So God allowed frogs to come upon the people. And so he said, if you refuse to let them go, I'll smite all the borders with frogs. And God did. And the frogs came up on the people and all the servants and everything. And God spoke to Moses again and to Aaron. He said, stretch out your hand over the streams and the rivers and over the ponds and cause the frogs to come up into the land of Egypt. And they stretched out their hand and over the entire of the land, and except for the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel resided, because God protects his children, you know. So Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord. Talk to the Lord for us to stop these plagues, and I will let the people go. Praise God. Us go to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's where I stopped. Yeah.
All right. Okay, we have Sister Glory Dean. She has Exodus 8:9-16. Sister Glory Dean, you there? Let me see.
Am I on mute? I'm off mute, huh? Can
you hear me? Okay, that's good. Okay, now.
Oh.
Yes.
I think I had myself on mute. I don't know. But anyway, it's in the 9th verse, it says, after he wants the frogs to go, well, Moses said to him, let us know. Let us know when you want us to let the frogs go. Let us know. And Pharaoh said, tomorrow. And he said, and they told him to remember that God is a wonderful God. Remember who God is. Praise God. It's not like him. And will it happen according to the word? So the frogs shall depart. Now the frogs departed from the front service and the people, and also to remain in the river. The frogs had to remain in the river after they left the people and everything. So Moses and Aaron called to God, and God did as he had promised. As he did, I might be going ahead of myself, with the frogs, and he did as Moses and Aaron wanted him to do. So the frogs were piled up, and it stank. Praise God. And so the Lord did according to what they wanted. Praise God. So I'm trying to keep up with it. And the Lord said to him, now, you see, every time that they stopped things coming, the frogs and things, Pharaoh's heart will still be hard. And in the 15th verse, but when Pharaoh saw how his heart was and what God had done, well, he just thought, well, that's what needed to be done, what God had done. God was such a good God. You know, they tried to let him know that. And the Lord said unto Moses, now, you look, since they wanted to cut up so bad, he kept hardening his heart, got rid of the frogs in the river. Now, And the Lord said unto Moses, now, since his heart is yet hot, tell Aaron to take his rod, smite it in the dust of the land, and it may become, throughout all the land of Egypt, you're going to have lice all over. Lice are to be all over the people and all of Egypt and all of Jesus of Egypt. Praise God. So that's exactly what they did. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. So I have Exodus 8, 17 through 24. And it says, God told Moses to do something. You know, I thank God for Moses because he was obedient. You know, like sometimes God will tell us something. He'll pretend we didn't hear. We'll pretend we don't know what he's talking about, or we'll do it later. So God does not want us to put off when he talks. If he hadn't done what God told him to do, we wouldn't be here today. So he said, stretch out your hand and smoke the earth with dust. And when he did that, then the lights came. Lights came all upon not only the human beings, but the beast as well. So he said, and it went all throughout the whole land of Egypt. Can you imagine? Lights everywhere. I want lights on my little finger, more or less than over, you know, the whole land everywhere. You know, like the pandemic is out there. Now, look, we can't see the pandemic, but they could see the light. They could see the light all over. The animals were full of light. Can you imagine? You know, I when I taught school, children who had lice, they had to leave school because it was, you know, it was contagious. Everybody catches it. But the lice went throughout. So now the magicians, they tried to do the same thing, bring the light. That's when they realized, and they told Pharaoh, he said, listen, this is the finger of God. They couldn't even do it. Well, you can't copycat God in everything. So he told Pharaoh, but Pharaoh didn't listen when the magicians told him, look, this is God. We can't do none of this. We got to stop. But guess what? Pharaoh hardened his heart even more. But that wasn't what God wanted. God knew he was going to do it, so God hardened his heart even more. It wasn't time yet. God hardened his heart because he knew that when his heart was hardened to a certain point, he was going to say, get out of Egypt. Get out of here. Y'all go ahead and do your own. Go serve your God. But he wasn't ready yet. So God hardened his heart. And then Moses, you know, he got up early in the morning. And, you know, he would make these false promises Pharaoh would make false promises to Moses, I'm sorry. So Moses got up early this particular morning, and he went and stood before Pharaoh. Now, listen, he was following God's instructions. He wasn't listening in his own head, doing what he wanted to do. He said, look here, I got to go confront him. No, God told Moses to go. He said, get up early, and I want you to go stand in front of Pharaoh. And you know, he said, you know, go there. And then he talked about the water coming. And he said, tell him to let my people go. But you know how Moses was? He was stubborn. Oh, you ever had a child that was so stubborn? You tell them to do something. You do everything you could to get them to do it. They just wouldn't go do it. They was like, I ain't going to do it. They wouldn't always say it, but they just wasn't going to do it. So that's how Pharaoh was. So, you know, Moses said, look, let the people go. God said, let my people go. He said, now, since you didn't let them go with the light, he said, God said he's going to send swarms of flies. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I don't think they could eat. I know they couldn't eat with all them flies. Getting in your food, getting in your water, getting in your hair, getting on your body. They just could not. So, you know, he said, okay, I'm going to send all these swarms of flies. And he said, you know, look, let the people go. But he still didn't want to let them go. He said, okay. He said, tell them I'm the Lord. I'm in the midst of the earth. He said, I'm going to put division between the people and God, and between you and my people. And on tomorrow, this should be the sign. So in verse 24, It said, and the Lord did so and came with a grievous swarm of flies. And to Pharaoh's house and to all the servants of Egypt, and the land was corrupted with all of these flies. Oh, my God. It was awful. Now, look here. You know the plagues that come forth? You know those plagues that come forth so far? Go back and look. See what plague came first, what came second. Remember that he stretched his hand out over the water, turned to blood, then the next the frogs and all these things. Go back and look over those plagues, and you'll see what plague was first, what plague was second. So that's what your homework is, to find out next week what plague came first. You know, it was 10 of those plagues. So right now, we ain't even covered them all yet. So Sister Lanny is going to do Exodus 8, 25 through 32. Go right ahead, Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am. And you have already set the stage for where we're headed with this, because my area will cover the fourth plague, which is the flies. The person, of course, was the water to blood. And when God released them from that, that had to leave a stink in the air. Then the frogs came, and when the frogs died, they died where they were. That left another more stink. And then the lice came, which were biting, which means they had sores and bumps and itches. And now we're getting ready for the flies. But before what led to the flies, starting in verse 25, Pharaoh was taunting Moses and Aaron. He was trying to manipulate them in verse 25, 26. He sent for Moses and Aaron, and he told them to go to sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. And Moses said, we can't do this because it's not right. If we sacrifice ox, bulls, cows, those animals were considered God qualities, and then you could die from sacrificing these animals because they were considered sacred. Verse 27, 28, Pharaoh was still playing with them, saying, I'll let you go, but you can't go too far in the wilderness, because he was concerned if it go too far, they wouldn't come back. And so in verse 29, Moses let him know, because you have this mindset, I'm going to talk to God, and God's going to send a swarm of flies, okay? And the swarm of flies mean, you know, you're going to be swatting, it's going to be hard to eat, going to be hard to work. Everywhere you go is flies, flies, flies. And, of course, they talked to Pharaoh and said, now, this time would you tell the truth? Don't tell us one thing and do another. But, of course, Pharaoh did just enough to get them to get God to stop that. But he would always harden his heart. He would say, I'm going to let the people go, but he wouldn't do it. And so now we wind up in verse 31. Scripture says, and the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He took the flies away, and Pharaoh still hardened his heart. Verse 32, he wouldn't let them go. It was in his nature to just lie, and just try to get his way, try to manipulate the situation. And even as Sister G said earlier, his own magician, his own wizard, so to speak, told him, this is God. We can't handle this. They advised him to worked with Moses and Aaron, but he wouldn't do it because his heart had been hardened. God allowed his heart to be hardened because I guess he would need those 10 plagues to release. So in verse 32, it simply says again, Pharaoh hardened his heart again, and he would not let the people go. Pharaoh was determined to have his way. He was determined to manipulate the men. He was determined to keep lying. They said, if we do this, would you let the people go? And he would say yes, and then he wouldn't do it. So that's I'm ending at verse 32. Pharaoh still playing games with Moses and Aaron. God's working miracles of plagues, but nothing seemed to move him as of yet. That's the end of 32.
Amen. All right, you guys did an awesome job. You need your Bibles out. We're going to do a little true or false. What part is true? What part is false? This is a scripture. So you need your Bibles. Joshua 1:8. this scripture is taken from the books of history. You know, Joshua is the first book, part of the books of history. So what part is false? I'm going to read. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it yearly so that you may carefully do everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So find the scripture. Find the scripture. Tell me what part was wrong and then read the whole scripture. Find the scripture. Find what part was wrong and tell me and read the whole. Go ahead.
What is the scripture again?
Sister Vivian.
Joshua 1:8. Hold on, Vivian. Joshua 1:8.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, Vivian, go ahead.
This is my favorite here. Hallelujah. I believe God spoke to me about this. So it reads as thus, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that it is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then, Vivian, you shall have good success. My name is on the script.
What part did I read that was wrong? That's what you got to tell me. That's the whole point.
Oh,
I read something wrong. What was it?
Yeah, what you read wrong was you put something instead of may observe and do all according that is written.
Who knows?
The book of the law, he shall depart out of thy mouth. You said yearly.
What did I say?
You said yearly.
Yeah, you're right.
But it said meditate day and day and night. You said yearly.
Right.
The correct answer is.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Vivian. Everybody else, thank y'all so much. Good job. All right. Now, I want to know what part did I say wrong. You got to listen. You got to listen and focus. Next scripture, James 4:7. James 4:7. This scripture is one of the books of the epistles. Which part is true? Which part is true? Submit yourselves to God. Talk to the devil, and he will be your friend. James 4:7. Which part is true? Submit yourself to God. Talk to the devil, and he'll be your friend. Which part is true?
Sister Vivian, talk to the devil.
Sister Marion.
Go ahead, Sister Mary. Go ahead. I heard
Vivian.
Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Submit yourselves, therefore, unto the Lord. To resist the devil, not to go to the devil, and to flee from him, and draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, he said,
right,
and purify your heart.
Okay. Y'all reading the scripture, but I said, what part is true? What part did I read is true?
This is Kalana. This is Kalana. The part that is true when you said submit yourself to God, the remaining part
That's
was
it.
Incorrect. Thanks.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Which part is true? Submit yourself to God. We already know. We don't talk to the devil. He's not our friend. Amen. You got to think about it. All right? I want to know now. Listen again. What part is not true? So you got to shift your brain back and forth. So this part, what part is not true? He answered. This is Luke 10:27. Luke 10:27. Write it down. He answered. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your friends, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor like you love yourself. What part is not true? All right, what part is not true? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your friends, and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10, what part is not true?
And with
Sister
all
Lane, the part.
Instead of with all of your friends.
Right.
State your name. I can't hear you.
Audrey.
Go ahead.
Audrey. You said with all of your friends, but said, the word says with all of your soul and with all of your strength.
All right, read it.
And he asked and said, you should love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind and your neighbor as yourself.
Amen. Good job.
Amen.
All right. So now I got two questions I want to ask you. State your name and answer. Okay. How many books are in the Old Testament? State your name. Give me the number.
Talana 33. No, Talana.
I didn't hear it yet.
Yeah, 33.
I didn't hear Sister it
Lady,
yet.
Sister Lady, 39. There are 39 books of the Old Testament.
39.
That's it? 39. Hallelujah. I got to give y'all a little bit of review. You know, we haven't done this in months and months and months. Okay, 39. How many books in the New Testament? State your name and tell me the number.
27. Sister Audrey.
27. Good job. All right. Can y'all add, subtract, and multiply? How many in all?
66, Talana.
66. Good job. All right. Last question. How many minor prophets are there? How many minor prophets are there?
Glory to Dan. Minor prophets. It's 12 minor prophets.
That's good. 12 minor prophets. Good job. All right, now I want to know how many major prophets are there. Thank you, Glory to Dan. How many majors? Say your name. Hello. Somebody. That's 12
Glory
minor. How many majors?
It's five. It's really four, but I understand people are saying five major prophets, but actually it's four major prophets. But I noticed that they're calling. I don't know, but I know it's four. But
yeah,
it's
right.
But
they're
you're
actually. Correct. You're correct. Yeah, we are. Some people put that Lamentations, which is not a prophet. It's Jeremiah. All right, so you're correct. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, now, my message title. If you guys can put your phones on mute, appreciate you. I'm going to mute them as well. All right. Thank you all so much. Our message title today is, We Cancel the Spirit of Excuses. We cancel the spirit of excuses. You know how we love to give excuses and say, oh, girl, I thought you was going to call me at 5 o'clock. Well, girl, you know, I was in the kitchen cooking. You know, I was on the job. Whatever it was, we cancel the spirit of excuses. All right? You know how Moses was. Moses gave all them excuses to God, and God was going to kill Moses. God, all them excuses. But, you know, remember the story? Moses' wife stopped him, stopped God by, you know, sacrificing that blood on Moses. Okay, we're not going to be like Moses. We're not going to give God all those excuses. God, Moses was called and chosen by God from birth, from the time of his birth. He did not just stumble by accident near the burning bush. God allowed him and protected him in his mother's womb. You know, He was drawn to the burning bush by God. He never would have seen it unless God showed it to him. But remember, from birth, he was protected. They were killing the baby boys, not the baby girls, but all the baby boys. But God gave Moses' mother a plan. And, you know, She hid Moses for 3 months. And all of God, you know, all the, God always have a plan, a backup plan. We think, oh, my God, oh, my God. Well, you know what? You are living now because of God's plan for you. Nothing happened to you that happened by accident. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Good plans. They're not evil. Uh-uh. I'm not going to send none evil against you to give you. I'm sending you good plans to give you a great future and a great hope. So Moses may have thought the plans of God for him were evil because he had to go before Pharaoh. You know, sometimes you say, Lord, I got to do that? I got to go to my pastor. I got to tell him what? I got to go down to the mayor's office and what I got to tell him? Lord, I got to go before the president of the company I work for, and I got to tell him that they not, you know, taking care of the people. They, you know, driving us too hard. So, you know, God told Moses, and he wouldn't accept no excuse. God had him to go before Pharaoh. But, you know, Moses lived in the house with Pharaoh, and he knew how Pharaoh was. He had seen the power of Pharaoh, so he was afraid. So God, you know, hardened Pharaoh's heart. When Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, his heart was hardened by God so that God's will could be done. So when Moses was 80 years old, which somebody talked about earlier, Vivian said, and Aaron was 83. Remember Aaron? I had forgotten that Aaron was older. Remember, Moses was the baby of him and Miriam. And so he had to go speak before Pharaoh with 80 years old. Some of us on here are past 80. You know, some of us are younger. But God know how old we are. He know our age. And that don't matter to him. God has a plan for everybody. And so, you know, his will has to be carried out. I don't care what. He didn't accept no excuses. His will got to be carried out. Now, remember Noah? Now, it had never rained. I'm sure Noah felt foolish. He felt foolish. But God said, I want you to build the ark. But guess what? Because of his obedience, but God destroyed the whole earth. Now, God is doing it in parts right here. He's sending the blood in the water. He's sending the frogs, the flies, the fleas, all these things. But the Hebrew people kept crying to God. That's why he was sending Moses and Aaron. They were crying. Lord, it's too hard. Lord, get us out of this. We're crying too. We're saying, Lord, clear the pandemic up in America. Lord, clear the pandemic up in Africa, Asia. And Lord, clear the pandemic. We're crying too. That's like, you know, a bondage on us. That's, you know, we ready. We say, Lord, you know, how much do we have, how long do we have to go through this? We've been going through this for over about 2 years or more, Lord. How long is the pandemic going to last? And they were saying, Lord, how long we have to be up under Pharaoh? They didn't have any idea how God would set them free. We don't either. We don't know how God's going to set us free from the coronavirus, but we know he's going to do it. So Moses had no idea that he would be used to set his own people free, the Hebrew people, the ones he was born with. You know, even though he was born with them, remember, Moses lived in Pharaoh's house because Moses' daughter saw Moses' mother, the mother of Pharaoh's daughter, heard Moses crying 3 months old in the water. And she said, oops, this is one of the Hebrew children. She wrapped him up in that material that identified that he was a Hebrew baby. And you know what? Moses' mother got paid for feeding her own baby. So Miriam said, listen, let me go get the baby's mother. And she said, she agreed. You know, this was part of God's plan. Don't you think that this just happened by chance? No. So God had chosen, he has chosen you. I'm talking to you. Yeah, everybody on Wednesday midweek Bible study, God chose you. Yes, he did. Don't you pretend he ain't choose you. Maybe he ain't let you know what he chose you for yet, but you are chosen. Every one of us on here chosen. Now, we covered some things last week in the Bible study, 2 weeks ago, rather, and we talked about the miracle in Moses' hand. Now, we got a miracle in our hand, too. Do you know what the miracle is in your hand yet? It's a miracle in your hand. So Moses had a miracle in his hand in the form of a rod. As a sign, God told Moses, he said, use your rod to convince Pharaoh to let the Hebrew children go. But he didn't want to do it. No. He did not want to let them go. He had a hard heart already, and then God just hardened his heart even more. But let us not have a hard heart. When God tells us to do something, let us have a heart of flesh. Don't let us have a hard heart. When we say, God, I can't do that. I only went to second grade. Lord, I ain't finished college. Lord, you know my pastor, he told me I couldn't do that. So I know I'm not going to be able to do it because my pastor told me, Lord. No, no, we can't get no excuse. We don't care who told you that you couldn't do it. If God tell you can do it, that supersedes everything else. You say, well, he said, go to your pastor and tell him God wants you to bring the word on Sunday. And your pastor said, no. Well, guess what? You got to bring the word. It may not be in the pastor's church. It may be on the corner. It may you have to call some people together. Sister T, can you come on Sunday? Sister Vivi, can you come on Sunday? Sister Lenny, can you come on Sunday? Delana, can you come on Sunday? I got to bring the word. So whatever it takes to do what God tells you to do, you got to do it. Now, the door may be closed in one place, but you got to go where the door is open. Anyway, Moses told Aaron by God, he said, look here. God said, throw down your rod. And when he threw the rod down, when Aaron threw the rod down, it became a serpent. Has God told you to show a miracle to someone? Perhaps. To pray is to pray for someone, to get them healed. But you make excuses telling God, I can't do that. I don't know how to heal nobody. You just got to do what God tells you to do. If he told you to lay hands on somebody, to heal them, I don't care what you think. God's plan supersedes your plan. Don't say, God, I can't do it. God said, I made the eyes. Don't you think I see? I made the ears. I hear. I made you. And I know what I put in you. You may not know, but I know what I put in you. See, Moses didn't know what God put in him. I don't care if you know what God put in you or not. You got to do it. He said, I know what each of you can do. God saying that. I know what you can do. I know what you can do, Talana. I know what you can do, Audrey. I know what you can do, Miriam. I know what you can do, Glory Dean. I already know what you can do, Mary. I know what you can do, Vivian. I know what you can do, Lanny. I know what you can do, Jasmine. I know what you can do, Michelin. I created you. I know what I put on the inside of you. I didn't do nothing by evil. I have everything good for you. So let's all get out of fear. We got to let fear go. We got to let procrastination go. That slows us down from doing what God told us to do. We not only make excuses, but we put off what God tells us. Lord, okay, I promise I'm going to do it Sunday, Lord. Oh, Lord, I promise I'm going to do it next week. Give me a little time. Let me tell you something. It's not time to put off what God wants you to do. It's time to move forward and do what God tells us to do. We ain't got time to say, Lord, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Suppose Moses had put off. No, Lord, I can't talk right, and I'm too old. You know, sometimes we feel inadequate to do what God told us to do. We are inadequate, but we can't do nothing without God. We are inadequate. Yeah, all human beings are inadequate. There's nothing we can do without God. So Moses didn't try to do it without God. He knew. He knew he had to depend on God to do it. Every time he went to the mountain to see the bright light, to take his shoes off, and he said, Lord, you know, here I am again. I'm here again. Like Moses, you got to depend on God. You cannot do it. You're inadequate. But when you depend on God, you could do all things because he's going to strengthen you. When Moses was given instructions, God was with him. And God carried the instructions out through Moses. It wasn't Moses. Miracles. There was miracles in Moses' hand, in Aaron's hand. They had the rod, the first miracle, the rod. You know, they stretched it out before the water. Then they brought the frogs with the rod. They were stretched it out. And, you know, the enchantment, those people who were copycatters, they wanted, you know, them to do something else. But there was dust, lice, flies, swarms. So as we continue to read and study Exodus, we will study about the plagues that God sent on Pharaoh. And there are 10 plagues. You know, we have to learn to obey. The Word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't give God all these excuses. Excuses. God wants to use you. Yeah, everybody on here. God wants to use you. Yes. So let's not be like Moses in Exodus 4:10, making excuses like, I can't talk fast, Lord. I don't know what to say. Lord, Pharaoh is Pharaoh, I done seen what he do to people. I done seen his power. But guess what? Moses was more powerful than Pharaoh because he served the true and living God. Pharaoh served all them false gods. And then he would call the magicians, and that last one, they couldn't do nothing. They said, look here, we want to tell you, Pharaoh, that this is God's hand. This is not Moses. This is not Aaron. And I'm going to tell you, it's not you either. It's God's hand that's going to work through you. No, we're not perfect. God lives on the inside of us, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, we were taught that scripture years and years ago. So Christ strengthens us to do the things. You know, Jeremiah told God, he said, Lord, I'm too young. I can't speak. And God said to him, don't you dare tell me you're too young. I made you. I know who you are. I'm going to send you, and where I send you, you do what I tell you to do. That's what he told Jeremiah. Jeremiah was very young. He wasn't even 10 years old. He was young. Whatever I command you to speak, Jeremiah said, do not. He said, look here, don't be afraid of their faces. I don't care. If God tell you to go down to the mayor and the mayor look at you like, this person has lost their mind. They're coming down here telling me what God said. They crazy. Yeah, they could call. You know, what if they call the police on me from the mayor's office because I'm trying to tell you. Do what you got to do. It don't matter what they do. Just follow what God said. He going to set you free. You can't do anything in your own strength. You may have fear, but you can do it in fear. Don't you know even if you're afraid you can do something? I told you I was in Hurricane Katrina, and I had to walk through water almost up to my chest. I was afraid, but I knew I better get up out of where I was in order to be safe. I had to trust God. But I got on that water to so deep, and the Lord was telling me to trust it, trust it. So we got to trust it. You know, you are never too young, and guess what? You are never too old to do what God tell you to do, to be used of God. God did not accept excuses from Jeremiah, from Moses. And guess what? He ain't going to accept an excuse from you. You got to do what he said. You got to be obedient. We must make up our mind. When you make up in your mind, when we stop letting the devil tell us the wrong thing, the devil say, now you know you're too old. Now look here, you know you ain't the right color to go do this here. Yeah, but you know, you remember before when you tried to do that, it didn't work. That's what the devil tell you. He tried to put all this in your head. He tried to tell you, Oh, no, don't you remember them people? They murdered so-and-so, so you think they're not going to do it? They put them people in jail. You know, he'll come to you. But we got to override what the devil said. Listen to God and obey him. We have to deny ourselves. I said, Lord, I want to sleep late. Get up. Say, get up. Go down to that corner when I lived in New Orleans. Go to the corner. Now, I didn't know what he's telling me. I just throw on some clothes real quick, put on my little hat or whatever I had on, and get out there. I didn't even have time to wash my face. He said, hurry up. So I didn't know what he wanted. But when I got out there and I saw them three boys smoking weed, them cut class, he said, speak to them. So I had to do it. I didn't know what he wanted. Sometimes we don't know what he wants, but we got to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. We may think we can't do it. We may say, Lord, my knees hurt. Lord, I got a headache today. What if Jesus had said, look here, that Carissa, she too wicked and evil. I ain't going down there and die for her. No, I ain't on no cross for her. What if Jesus had said that about us? What if he had said that? What do you have to do to give up to follow Christ? So let's state it like this. I'm going to open the lines up. So I want you to start thinking. What do you have to do to follow Christ? I'm opening the lines up right now. So I want you to think about what you have to do. I'm going to call on you in just a few minutes. I'm going to start off, tell you what I have to do to follow Christ, what I have to do to deny. I got to deny my own self too, my flesh. I got to deny my flesh, take up my cross, and I got to follow Jesus. He ain't giving me no, I can't give him no excuses. He don't want to hear him anyway. He already know what I'm going to say before I'm going to say it, so he done already knocked some excuses out. So I'm going to start right now. Let me tell you what I have to give up. Food. I don't want to give him up. I don't want to give up food. I mean all food. I got to turn the plate over. I got to fast. That's what I have to give up. Food. I don't want to do it. And then, you know, I got to take time to care for my body. If I don't care for my body, if I can't walk, if I can't talk, if I ain't got enough rest, eating healthy, exercising, taking my vitamins, my supplements, I can't do what God tell me to do because I ain't got the strength. But he can strengthen me. I know it. So that's what I have to give up. Who want to be next and tell me what you have to give up to deny yourself and follow Jesus? State your name. You know how we do it. We say our name and briefly say, well, I got to give up whatever it is. So who's ready? Okay, go ahead, Audrey.
Well, sometimes we have to give up people because a lot of times people.
No, I want to know what you, yourself, not we, you personally, what you got to give up. What you got to give up, Audrey?
Well, ask me for me, okay. I had, being saved, I had to give up people.
When you had saved, to give up people, what else?
Right. People.
Yep, all right. Anything else?
When the Lord saved me, I was already a good girl. But I wasn't a club girl. I wasn't a drinker, all that stuff. So I guess you could just say I gave up. And right now I can't even buy things, really.
All right. That's good right there. You give it up, people. Okay, so when I call you, say, look here. I can't talk, Sister G. I'm doing what Father told me to do. I got you. Who's next? Thank you, Audrey. Who's next? Come on, y'all.
Mary.
Say your name. Tell me what you got.
Mary.
Mary, go ahead.
I have to give up doubting that I can accomplish what the Lord wants me to accomplish by speaking to people. Sometimes I hold back,
right.
And that's not right. So I have to give it up, even when
all
I'm
right.
afraid.
Gotcha. Good job. Thank you. Who's next? State your name. Tell me what you have to give up. Make it brief. We're going to be praying in a few minutes, you guys. So what? Tell me what you have to give up. Come on, we got a lot of people on here. Mary? Mary already stated hers. Vivian, what you got to give up? Lardine, what you got to give up?
I didn't get the question. It was a call come in. I beat over and I told him I was on the prayer line, so I beat right back.
Got you. So the question is, I was stating, what do you have to give up to follow Christ?
Oh.
All right. What do you I had to give up gluttony.
I love to eat. But I'm doing good. I'm doing good though.
Right, gotcha, Vivian. Anything else?
Let me think.
All right, we'll move on, you come back later. Next, what do you have to give up? Sister Lanny, come on, somebody, Glory Dean, anybody, come on, tell me.
Sister Marion, I have to give up not being afraid when God tells me to do something, or God tells me to prophesy to somebody. I have to do it. I have to not be afraid to go and do and say what God has told me to say to that person, or go and do what God has told me to do. That's what I have to give up, being afraid to do what God is instructing me to do.
All right, thank you. Fear. Gotta give up fear. Good job. All right, who's next?
Well, Gloria did. I feel like Gloria. Oh, okay. Who is it?
Hi, Gloria.
Oh, I have to give up negativeness to pick up positiveness. Got to be more positive. I got to get rid of being negative. You know, sometimes the negative comes. Your thoughts and things. Got to watch the thoughts and things. I have to give that up. That's what I'm practicing. To give up all these thoughts. Continue to be positive.
All right. Got you. Thank you. Take it brief. Just take one thing you have to give up or two. Next. State your name. What you have to give up. Make it brief.
Well, I would say a person. You know, not trying to please people, but please
name.
God.
Please
and
state
not
your name. Hello, state your name, please.
Sister Vaughn,
good job.
All right. Out in Mississippi. Live in a small town, look like a Mayberry.
Okay, what did you say you have to give up? I missed that.
Oh, I was saying that a lot of times we hold on to what I would have to give up is, you know, worrying about what people say, what they think, how they feel about you.
Okay.
And when you try to help somebody and correct someone, try to help them with their, you know, faults or whatever, then worrying about, oh, she's going to get upset, or I'm just on P's and me talking real precious, trying to see how I'm going to say it and all that kind of stuff. But
gotcha.
It really wouldn't matter, but you just want to do things out of love, I guess. I'm trying to
say yes.
So I just have to give up how people feel.
Yeah, what people think.
What people think.
All right, who's next? All right, thank you. So are we moving on so we can switch everybody? Next. What do you have to give up to follow Christ? To follow Christ. Delon.
It's a lot of noise over here. I know, so I would, I guess, to say some things that are familiar to me, but familiarity, some things that are familiar.
Okay, thanks. Who's next?
Or too familiar.
This is Sister Lady.
Okay.
Give up the some of the influences of social media, TV, audio, visual, things in the world that challenge what I know about God. It's finding a balance of knowing what it is and knowing what God said about it, sometimes just hearing those influences can make you stay in a place too long. So I have to find a balance or release some of those.
All right, thank you. Well, what do you have to give up? Anybody else want to say? We got a couple of more people on here that didn't speak, but you don't have to. If you'd like to, you can. Okay. Well, here's how we're going to do it. I need someone to pray for me that I would give up, you know, what I need to give up, to fast, what I need to do to fast and pray. Like God wants me to do it, because, you know, I'm saying, oh, Lord, I'm hungry. I've been, oh, Lord, you know, giving all these excuses. So who can pray for me?
You said you want somebody to pray for you now?
Yes, ma'am, right this minute, that I would deny myself and do what God tells me to do. I give up.
Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come together, Lord God, on this line to lift up Sister Carissa, Lord God, your daughter, Lord God, we come in the power of agreement, Lord God, to say that what she has spoken out of her mouth has manifested in her life even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the complete discipline in her spirit, soul, and body. We thank you, Lord God, that what dictates to her more so is her spirit man, Lord God, her inner man that you gave her that has dominion, that has the power to subdue, that has the power to dominate. And, Lord God, we thank you that her inner man will dictate to her more so than her fleshly man. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given her everything that she needs, Lord God, in order to obtain the life that you have for her. And so, Father, we thank you that it is a reality for her even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that even as she prays for others, Lord God, and for other situations, Lord God, that the seeds that she has sown into others' lives on a good note, Lord God, that she reaps the harvest. And, Father, we thank you for complete discipline. We thank you for balance, Lord God, complete balance from the top of her head to the soles of her feet in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, in closing this prayer, I say whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So, Father, those things that are unseen that wants to open up her mouth or open up into her ear gates or her eye gates or any area, Lord God, that reaches to her soul, Lord God, we bind them if they're not of you in the name of Jesus. Those false gods that want to cause gluttony in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord God, we loose, Lord God, complete control, the spirit of self-control, the spirit of self-discipline in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lainey, could you pray for Audrey? She said she wants to give up people and follow God. We got to make our prayers brief, though, because we got so many people got to pray for. Sister Lainey, can you pray for Audrey?
Yes, ma'am. Father, I lift up Audrey to you, and I thank you for her decision to know that there are some people she has to give up in order to be able to follow you. We thank you, Father, that you give her a spirit of discernment to know what is your will concerning who those people are, and that she will act swiftly, operate in love, but still walk, operate in obedience to you, that she can be set free from them and draw nigh unto you. She can hear you, obey you, and that settles it. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name for her and her decision and for your willingness to answer this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Glory Jean, can you pray for Vivian to give up gluttony?
To give up what?
Gluttony. Eat too much.
Oh, gluttony eating, you mean? Praise God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your daughter, Vivian, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're raising up the way you want her to be, Father. And we thank you, Father God, as she gets to begin to minister, Father God. She probably wants to eat while she's reading and studying. She probably wants to have something to snack on. But we pray, Father God, that she be fast and begin to fast when studying, do more fasting while studying the Word of God. And we thank you, Father God, that that gluttony does not belong to her. And we give it back to the enemy that he tries to put upon her because she's a child of God. And that is one thing, she does not have gluttony. And we thank you, Lord, that you shall fast at the time of her studying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Mary, you still there, Mary?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you pray for Miriam? That in spite of fear, she would obey God. In spite of the fear, she would obey God.
We just praise you, Lord. We thank you for Sister Marion, who quick on the scriptures, and you've given her the gift of what it is that you want her to do. So we just ask you, Lord, to give her the peace and the ability to do exactly what you said for her to do. Sort of like Moses and Aaron today did everything that you told them to do. So we just ask that you give Marian that peace and comfort in knowing that you have it for her, and that you would surround her with your love, your wisdom, and your grace and strength to do exactly what you want her to do, and to avoid thinking about fear and putting that uneasiness of fear, which is just designed to keep her from doing what you want her to do. So we just ask for her peace and her strength in you, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Sister Miriam, could you pray for Gloria Dean that she would give up negativity?
Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bring Sister Gloria Dean before you right now, Lord God. Help her to give up all negative thoughts right now, Lord God. Anything negative, help her to give it up right now. To think positive, work on positive things right now, Lord God. Give her a positive spirit in whatever she attempts to do, whatever come her way, Lord God. Let it be positive, not negative. Help her right now, Lord God, to lift up herself and do positive things, not negative things. Don't listen to any negativity. Don't be around any people that are negative, but be around positive people that think positive and do positive things. Help her right now to get rid of all negativity. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. All right. Sister Lani, could you pray for Talana? To give up familiarity.
Familiarity? I'm not
sure
what that means.
Talana. Yeah, Talana.
I guess some things that keep me in a comfort zone too long,
okay,
that are not beneficial for me.
That's right. Amen. Sister Talana, Father, thank you, God, that she has recognized of her own belief of the Holy Spirit to expose the area of comfort where she is too comfortable, and when she's too comfortable, she's not able to execute some things that you want to stretch her out beyond those boundaries of being comfortable and being familiar. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that she has recognized this, so she's already primed and forced to be sensitized in that area, that you want more of her outside of that comfort area in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, when we're in our comfort zone, we're not growing. When we're in our comfort zone, we're not stretching. when our comfort zone, we're not reaching beyond the break. So, Father, I pray that you will give her courage to, first of all, she's already had to make the first step, and that is to desire it, to go beyond the break, to reach beyond the norm, to reach beyond the natural. So, God, we pray that you will put super on the natural, give her wings to fly, give her faith to go to the next level and to expect greater things from you as a result of what she's given to you. That you can expect great things from her as she stretched beyond the break, as she stretched beyond the norm and the natural. We thank you, Father, for spiritual growth. We thank you, Lord, for emotional growth. We thank you for enlarging our ministry. We thank you, Lord, for enlarging our territory, because she's enlarging the responsibility of you in her life and decisions. Thank you, Father, for making that process clean and clear, and give us clear idea of how to get there. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Talana, can you pray for Sister Lanny that social media would not keep her from doing what God is calling her to do?
Father, we also, Lord God, lift up Sister Lanny to you, your daughter, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, the balance in her life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the food that she eats, Lord God, and digests, Lord, is continually bent upon your word that we even quoted today, that her soul prospers, Lord God, that she prospers, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you have taken away the desire to want to yield or succumb to social media more than she should. Lord God, that trick and that wile of the enemy will not overtake her, Lord God. And again, I thank you for balance in her life. I thank you that just like you made the Atlas and the Axis, just like you are Alpha and Omega, Lord God, you have balanced out her life, Lord God, that she has no desire to continue to want to go towards that avenue. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a couple of more. Did I leave off anybody? I don't want to leave off anybody. Did I leave off anybody? Okay. I just want to make sure I covered everybody. Okay. Sister Marion, could you thank God for our babies and their family? Baby Chloe, Baby Joy, Baby Kaiser, Baby Revere. I don't have to remember their names. Just pray for them. Thank God for answering all the prayers for them.
Heavenly Father, I bring our babies before you today, Lord God. I want to thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives right now, Lord God. I thank you for the healing, for everything that you've done for them right now, Lord God. Continue to bless and lift our babies up, heal their bodies, Lord God. Comfort their families right now, Lord God, as they take care of the babies right now, Lord God. Strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down right now, Lord God. Have your way in their lives and continue to heal their bodies right now and strengthen their families to deal with their ailments right now, Lord God, and not to get weary and well-doing, Lord God, but just continue to take care of the babies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Sister Lanny, you can make this prayer brief. Pray against children and teen suicide. Pray that they will feel loved, accepted, and cared for, so the suicide rate will go down.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up children who have been froze, who have been prompted by the enemy to commit suicide, to give up on living. God, we pray that you will send love to them. You will send ministers through their teachers, through their parents, through police officers, through social workers, even through young people who are their own age. You will send a voice that is your voice to them to tell them to live and not die, to let them know that you have given them purpose and they have your power that they can live and prosper in this world. God, we thank you, and we come against the enemy in the name of Jesus for all the things that he's tried to put in their minds and all the traps he's tried to set before them. We cast them down in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over those assaults And we ask, Father, that minister angels will also come and help and assist the young people to let them know that your desire for them is to live and not die. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of praise, worship, honor, blessing you, Lord God. We thank you for each and every person that came on, even the silent listeners, Lord. We lift up their families and all of those who came on. We give you praise and thanksgiving for all that you've done during this period of time that we've been on, Lord God. We just honor your presence like never before. You are almighty. And, Lord, we ask you to help us to be obedient to you, not make excuses, but to do what you're asking us to do. Heal our bodies, our minds, and remove all souls, diseases from us, Lord God. Help us to be faithful to you, to learn to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength. In the name of Jesus, the Father, as we close out, but not in your presence, walk with us. Talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Love y'all. Love you, love you, love you.
Amen. Praise God.
Love you too.
Love y'all.
Love
you.